He's in. Only I can't remember. I think I'll ring our Ron. He'll know. Hello, son. All right. Better than a baby. Good. Look, I'm building this governmental inner core or refuge, and it says, place it at an angle of 60 degrees. Well, what's that mean exactly? It's not cobbler's, son. It's in the governmental directive. You mean you're not constructing inner core or refuge? I gave you the leaves especially. But what about baby Jim? Don't start singing. What do you mean we'll all go together when we go? It's not funny. No, but it's our duty to carry out governmental instructions in time of war, son.
人人亲力王.
Stop laughing, will you? I'm surprised at you. You're supposed to be a responsible father now. The protractor. The angle at the bottom. Yes, I see. Oh, okay, son. Thanks. Now listen. Just you start that inner core or refuge. It's your bounden duty, son. Cheerio, son. Now remember what I said. I am your father. I do know a bit about war. Love to Beryl and baby Jim. Ta-ta. Yes, sir. Ron says I need a protractor. He says I can get one at Willis's. He was killing himself laughing and he was singing songs. I can't understand it. I think it's nerves. He's gone a bit hysterical. He can't be drunk at this time of day.
Ron doesn't drink.
Oh, no. No, of course not, dear. Ron is not going to make an inner core or refuge. I remonstrated with him, but he was adamant. He says if London...
人人亲力王.
Cops it, he'll cop it, and not to worry, Dad. It's an irresponsible attitude. I'm a bit disappointed in him adopting that attitude.
He was always a very responsible boy when he was in the Cubs. It was going to that art college that spoiled him. He met some dreadful people there. Ta, blessed beatniks.
I don't suppose it'll make a terrific amount of difference, the exact angle. It'll probably all fall down anyway. What with the bomb and that?
If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well, James.
Yes, dear. But it is only temporary. After all, it'll all be over in a flash. Funny to think they were on our side in the war.
Who, dear?
The Ruskies. With old Joe Stalin.
Yes, he was a nice chap. I liked
人人亲力王.
Him. Like an uncle he was. I liked his moustache and his pipe.
Yeah, Roosevelt was nice too. There was three of them. Churchill, Roosevelt and Stalin. All good blokes. Well, old Hitler, Goering and Russo and all that lot on the other side. You some idea where you were then? I don't even know who the people are these days.
I expect it's all done by committees, dear.
Yes, and meetings. I expect they have loads and loads of meetings and thus arrive at decisions. Commuters, too. They all use commuters these days. It's got very impersonal. Churchill with his cigar, old Stalin with his moustache. You knew where you stood.
Do you think they'll invade?
Oh, no, won't need to. It'll all be done by missiles.
人人亲力王.
Long range. Then they'll instill commuters to take charge of us.
It's funny to think there's no shelters this time. We had an old Anderson in the garden. I can see it now. We had nasturtiums growing all over it. And we painted the front green. Painted, it looked quite pretty. Next door grew cabbages on theirs.
Yes, we had a Morrison. I used to sleep in it. I stuck pin-up girls all over the inside. Betty Grable, Anne Shelton, Patricia Rock. The roof got all smoky because I used to read in bed with a candle.
Yes, it was nice in the war, really. The shelters, the blackout. Cups of tea.
The ARP, the evacuees. London kids seeing Gow for the first time.
Old Churchill.
Dear Lindsay, away.